The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 01111911.
There'll be days like this, when there's no one complaining. There'll be days like this, everything falls into place like the flick of a switch. Well, my mama told me there'll be days like this.
3:07 on the Central Coast. It is Friday, April 19th, 2024. I'm Dave Congleton, welcoming you to another edition of Hometown Radio. Thank you for hanging out with us on this beautiful Friday afternoon. Craig and I are with you all the way till 7 o'clock. It's Friday. That means it's pie day, but today it's cake day. We will be enjoying later on this hour the elderberry cream cake from Lynn's. Yum, 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 yum. After that, a point of personal privilege. I'll take a few minutes and mark the 10th anniversary of a very special movie for me called Authors Anonymous. During the 4 o'clock hour, we will preview the upcoming County Board of Supervisors meeting where they're going to focus on the Dana Reserve Housing Project. We will have some folks who are still hoping the supervisors will go with the alternative plan. Then what's on your mind? We'll take your phone calls on the Friday night open line last call. And then if you didn't hear my visit to the Netherlands, we'll give you a chance to hear it at 6:05. It is a Dave Congleton show, always. Your hometown radio talk show. First up, though, it's time for Pet of the Week. Every Friday, we start things off by trying to find a great home for a wonderful, great homeless dog, cat, bird, horse, whatever County Animal Services sends our way. And Mr. Craig Hill, Pet of the Week is always sponsored by
our friends at Cuesta Park Animal Hospital, creating a friendly, informative, and supportive veterinary environment while treating your pet as if it was their very own. Visit CuestaParkDVM.com. For more information and to book your appointment today.
Look who's here, the one, the only, Mr. Greer Eubanks.
I am here.
That's got to be your favorite color, this aqua thing.
Yeah.
If it's on a shirt, it's your glasses.
Yeah,
is there a story there?
Yeah.
Is there a story there?
I like purple, actually. Purple is my
favorite. Is your favorite movie Aquaman? Is your cologne Aqua Velva?
There you go. I'll have to try it all and see if it matches.
Man.
See if it matches my personality.
What a beautiful, gorgeous dog we have here.
Yeah, most importantly, we got Maya. Maya is a, well, we'll say a boxer mix. That's you got to give it something. You got to say what you think it is. Who the heck knows?
I see a boxer, but it's got a brindle coat.
Brindle.
That's got a white tip of the tail. Got a white snout. It's more than a boxer.
Yeah, and it's got little white tips on the paws. All four paws have little white tips also. It's
beautiful, beautiful
but
dog.
But she's a great... most important thing is that she is a really cool dog. What I love is her, she has good training and good manners. When you walk with her, she pulls a little bit at first to get away from the shelter and all the noise, of course. They all do. And then when you start walking just a little bit, then she calms down. She doesn't pull so much. And then when you stop, she sits. I haven't seen that in a dog at the shelter in a long time.
3 years old.
Yeah.
Good age.
That is not only a good age, but it means that she's got some manners already built in. And that's a good thing because Maya's a big dog. You know, I'd say she's about 65 pounds.
Yeah.
You know, a little stocky, if you will. But temperament, her personality is so sweet. You know, the treats, you had the treats.
I gave her treats, took them gently out of my hand.
Yeah, you got all five fingers left.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
how can you?
Yeah,
it's great.
Very sweet dog.
Yeah, no.
But what happened? How is she at Animal Services?
Well, she was an owner surrender, and they have down here, okay, probably better with older kids since she's large. Well, okay, but I don't know. All I can think of is that, of course, you know, she might turn around and bump a kid over, but not intentionally. Has completed off-leash training course, and I believe it, so her manners are generally pretty good. She will dig holes to try and catch gophers.
Which could be a plus.
That could be a big bonus, folks.
Yeah, yeah.
If that's a
skill,
you could hire this dog out.
Yeah.
Loves to have her belly scratched. Barks if strangers approach the house, so why do you need Ring?
Ding,
you don't
ding,
need
ding,
Ring.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
You got
Wolf. Yeah, and then the house, and then if the strangers approaches the house, but then relaxes. So there you go. So even if it is somebody you don't want in, too bad, because, you know, Maya's not going to do anything other than say, hey, man, how you doing?
I'm not hearing any negatives here.
No,
what
no.
about other dogs? How is she with other dogs?
She's fine with other dogs. She came in with a different another dog also. You know, like with any dog, you want to always feed them separately, you know, but that's not a, an aggression issue. It's just, you know, they just want to have their own food to themselves. It'd be like somebody going over to your plate of dinner and saying, hey, man, I'm going to take a bite without your permission. So,
yeah.
Right?
Why is she our pet of the week? Because you got 45?
Yes.
Why, of all the 45 dogs you could have brought, why did you bring Maya?
Well, you know, somebody had mentioned, hey, have you seen Maya lately? And I have the last couple of weeks. You know, she's been here since very early March. So it's been over a month. And I've seen her, but I've kind of overlooked her. You know, for whatever reason, other dogs kind of captured my interest and, you know, comments from people saying, oh, you need to take so-and-so on and so on and so forth. And finally, I just looked at Maya and went, I want to give Maya a shot here. Take her out. And lo and behold, it was like, wow. Maya is really being overlooked. Her manners are really good. She's gentle with the treats. Like I said, when you walk with a dog and then when you stop and they actually sit, that's a big plus. She doesn't lunge after other dogs. When you walk down the rows of dogs as you take a dog at the shelter out for a walk, you have to pass by all the kennels. And some of them are barky, barky dogs. And Maya just like would look at them and kind of go, yeah, well, I'm out walking. Nah, 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 nah.
He would just walk away. It would appear, though, that she's not good with cats. I'm looking at the paperwork here.
Yeah, and that's not terribly uncommon.
No.
You know, but then again, I've seen it where it's the introduction to the cat that matters the most. And if the cat says with a little swat, like, I don't think so, a lot of dogs just back off and go, you got it. And that's not to say that's how Maya would be. However, if it is a cat issue, we can try to do a temperament test by at least showing Maya a cat at the shelter and see what her interest level is.
Mm.
Otherwise, good with dogs, big and small.
Craig, how are we doing on the photos?
Photos are up on the Facebook page.
News Talk 920 KBEC.
That's where you go.
And she's in the back of the car, riding very nicely. For the most part, she laid down, and then towards a little while, and then she got up and started surveying the scenery outside.
And when you see these photos, you get a sense she's just a beautiful dog.
Yeah.
It's clear she's more than just a boxer, though. Craig, what do you think?
Yeah, I can see the boxer in the coat.
Yeah.
But other than that, this is definitely a purebred mutt.
Purebred, absolutely.
Yeah, purebred mutt.
And when you said gopher hunter, I'm almost sold right there because I have bad gopher problems at my house right now.
In Los Osos?
Yeah.
Really?
And it's nuts. It just came out of nowhere. And as soon as you said that, I'm like, maybe a foster dog at least for a while.
Yeah, and you know what she charges per gopher?
What's that?
A treat. Mm. Just a treat.
Not bad. Now, I take exception to one of these photos. This dog is given the big sad eye look. I don't think that's fair to post that photo and have people see that, because that is like...
All right, we'll try to get another
one. Those are like cartoon sad eyes right there.
Yeah, but doesn't it make you just fall in love with the dog?
It does. But it's... I don't know. There's just something not right. It's like you're just manipulating me with that sad face. Look at that face right there.
Did you Photoshop that picture, Greer?
No.
Those can't be the dog's real eyes, because that's such a sad dog face right there.
What's the fee for our friend?
Okay, $161. It will get you a spay, a neuter. She's already been spayed, so she's ready to go on that level, the most important thing. You get a microchip, a license, a one-year license. You get a rabies shot and all the other necessary shots. Let's see, you get a free vet check, which is not cheap these days, folks, although I don't think you're going to find any issues here with Maya, given her age and what I've seen in her. She shows no physical issues. You get a two-week return policy, of course. But I think, you know, if this dog you think would fit your environment, she's a sweet, sweet, sweet dog.
All right. We'll come back and talk more with Greer about Maya and other animals available for adoption at County Animal Services. Well, Friday is Pie Day, but today it's also Cake Day. We will be enjoying, I'm already tasting it, The Linza Lullaberry Cream Cake, although it's different now, it's got a lemon filling. That's coming up after news. We're back with Greer Eubanks, longtime volunteer at County Animal Services, with our very special pet of the week named Maya. Let's remind folks what great dog we have in Maya.
Well, right now she's just lying at my feet. Calm as can be. She's not a very hyper dog. You know, she's obviously got good energy to get out and go for as many walks as you want, but she is starting to get kind of attached here, which is just what you want to see. And she's just as calm as can be. You couldn't beat that. I was happy when I took her out. I can't emphasize this enough. Her manners are generally very good. She knows sit, and she knows also down. I've seen her go down for her treats, too.
So what's a good home for this dog?
Wow. Well, I think because of her manners, you don't have to be somebody with a strong arm, so to speak, to handle a dog that's going to be pulling you all over the place. She'll listen well. She's very treat motivated, given her size, because she is about 60, 65 pounds. But she's also very healthy, too. At 3 years old, she's going to live a good, long, long life. So the right home. I think if you like to go out and, you know, just anywhere walking in town to going out on hikes, she's going to be very adaptable to that. And she's a good show dog in many ways because she's a good looking dog.
With a beautiful dog.
Yeah.
Quite attractive.
Yeah. So, they said on the paperwork, maybe small kids she might be a little too much, you know. But I don't see how, because her energy level isn't that high.
Well, the paperwork here says 6 to 10 is appropriate.
Yeah, yeah. So that's good. So I think that would be fine as far as any of the kids that you might have.
I think it'd be a good family dog.
Yeah, I really do.
I see this dog in the family picture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If anything, what a great dog like this does is it relieves you at some parental duties, because the kids will pay a lot of attention to the dog, and you can go about your business. And that's the advantage of a dog like Maya. So seriously, consider coming down and taking a look, at my bring the kids down, bring your other dog. If you have another dog and you want to see if they get along.
Closed on Sunday, but you can come tomorrow afternoon.
Yes. You come by tomorrow if you want. Make an appointment to see Maya between 1 and 5 p.m. on Saturdays. Who dials anymore? How about 805-781-4400? And I think the prompt is number 5. Set up an appointment to see Maya. That way you're not making a useless trip for Maya, who's already been adopted.
Go on our Facebook page, News Talk 920 KVEC. You can see the great photos, and you will be drawn into this beautiful, magnificent dog. It's some kind of boxer mix, but emphasis on the word mix.
Yes.
Meanwhile, you only have one cat.
One cat.
One cat.
Yep. That's it.
That's amazing.
I know. One cat.
You know anything about the cat?
Just a cat. Yeah. That's all I can say, you know? It's not black. How's that?
All right.
But young. It's on a young side.
We got chickens. We got rats. What do we got?
18 chickens.
18
of which
chickens?
Many of them are newborns or 5-day-old chickens. So they're not that old. And then we have a couple of one-year-olds, maybe 3 to 4 1-year-old chickens, and 45 dogs. So a little lower on the dogs, which is good. And we got a nice...
Not enough. How much for the chickens?
$5.
$5 a chicken.
Yeah, $5 a chicken.
You can't get that price at McDonald's.
And there you go, folks. We'll leave that to your imagination. Other dogs. We got Sophia, which is a 6-year-old miniature pincer. You don't see too many of those at the shelter. I like Hera, who's a Mermaid sheepdog. Let's say Great Pyrenees on a little smaller side. How's that? But if you want to look it up, it's spelled M-A-R-E-M-M-A sheepdog.
Hold on a second. Craig, what are you saying about the cat?
Well, I want some more answers on this cat. Is it fat or skinny?
Well, he clearly doesn't know.
Okay.
All
puffy.
Right,
hold on.
I just pulled it up.
Short hair?
He doesn't know.
It is a domestic short hair.
Short hair.
Named Herbie. H-E-R-B-I-E. Herbie.
The love cat.
About 3 years old, like I said. It looks like a gray and black stripe. You're better at describing that, Dave.
This is your idea of gray?
Isn't that gray? What do you call it? Pink?
It's a good-looking cat.
Yeah.
It's a good-looking cat.
Yeah.
3 years old.
Hurry, hurry. Going fast, and we only got one.
Oh, I like that. Have you seen it?
I can't see from...
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. It's nice.
It reminds me, we need to clean these windows.
It's more, I'd say more tannish.
Tannish.
Than gray.
Okay, all right.
Does that answer your questions over
okay,
there?
And, okay. Yeah,
answer. Are you looking for a cat?
Not particularly, but, you know, you never know.
It's only one left.
If it winds up in my front yard, we'll probably take it.
How much for the cat?
Cats are $81, I believe. 81 or 90, 81.
81 bucks.
I only have 80. Can't do it.
Oh.
What
oh.
is this with the 161 and the 81? What's
that? I don't know. Kick, it's like out of, what's that movie? Kick a Buck? You know, into the.
Kick a Buck?
Kick a Buck. Yeah, kick a buck for that one. All right, and then, I love this dog. It's a new dog at the shelter named Sta, S-T-A. Believe me, we don't name some of these dogs. It came in as an owner turn-in. I walked this dog. It's a pure black male German Shepherd. I'd be surprised if Sta is still there when I get back. Sweetest, calmest.
A black German Shepherd.
Yeah, and not that really? Huge. Not a huge one. And we don't get too many black. I mean, jet black. And I remember reading this is an AKC certified German Shepherd dog, the owner turn-in on it. All I can say is that this is a great dog, a little shy with men, but I just sat in the kennel and within a minute came on over for little rubs, gave her a walk, gave him a walk, and he was just as calm and as cool and chill as can be. Great, great dog. If you're looking for a shepherd, and a black German Shepherd would work for you, don't wait. Sta is the answer, period. Okay, next. What else we got here? We got, Mason is still there. Mason is our longest running dog. He's been there for I don't know how many months now. He got adopted, got returned. I don't know why, but he's got a lot of energy.
Look at
Maya.
She's just wagging her tail,
mm-hmm. and she's
giving you kisses.
Okay, now here's the good thing about I got treats all over the counter, folks, and they're within a foot, and she's big enough that she could put her paws up and snag them, but she doesn't.
Yeah.
She's waiting. She's waiting. Come on, Dad. How about that treat? I see it. So, I mean, this is a great
She can have a treat while we have the cake.
Yeah, there you go.
Hmm. We got 90 seconds before the news break. Remind folks about the volunteers, please.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, aside from the volunteers, I almost forgot. We got a very special event coming up Sunday, April 21st.
That's this Sunday.
10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the shelter. Okay, 865 Oklahoma Avenue. And here's what you can do. You get rabies shots for $15. Distemper and parvo, $15. Bordetella, $20. Flea treatment, $15. Deworming, $15 to $30. Nail trimming, $30. Free microchipping.
Who's doing all this? Who's doing the work?
You had to ask that.
Okay.
I don't have that on here.
Do I have to make an appointment?
Yes, I think it would be a good idea to call, and you want to make a call at 805-968-CARE, C-A-R-E.
Repeat that.
805-968-CARE, C-A-R-E. You can also go to care4paws.org/clinic services.
We'll give out that information again before yes. Greer leaves. So that's this Sunday.
Yes.
At Animal Services.
Now, you do need to call ahead if you want spay and neuter surgery, medical exam, treatment of wounds, or a mass removal, even dental work. I mean, it covers almost everything. Folks.
Let me see that.
Yeah.
All right. Greer's going to stick around. Off we go. We got California Headline News and ABC Radio News. Craig updates us on Time Saver traffic and weather together. Then we will dive in and enjoy the Lullaberry cream cake with lemon filling from Lynn's. All that straight ahead on Hometown Radio.
Cake.
It's a wonderful day for
cake.
You can ask all the birds in the sky, and they'll tell you real sweet with a musical tweet. It's a wonderful day for
cake.
For
cake.
For
cake.
Pop.
Cake.
For
cake.
It's a wonderful, wonderful day for
cake.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. That's right. Friday's pie day, but today it's cake day. More of that in a minute. First, regardless of what we're eating, we know it's going to be great because it's from Lynn's. We invite you to head to Lynn's this weekend. Weather's going to be beautiful, but I would go to the website first, lynnsfruitbin.com. Any number of reasons why. You can start by reading more about the Lynn family and their history on the Central Coast. You can have preserves or a pie shipped anywhere in the country. You can look online and see the menus for the main restaurant at the Easiest Pie Cafe out back. You can shop in the online store. You can visit the online bakery, all sorts of snacks and treats and desserts. It's all there waiting for you at lynnsfruitbin.com. Craig is here. Maya is here. Greer is here. And gentlemen, we are enjoying the classic lullaberry cream cake, although, Craig, this one's different.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the same thing. Or, I mean, are they shifting? Is this an addition to what they have?
Yeah, the lemon filling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also the icing on the side is a little different as well. Smoother, creamier?
This is what Aaron sent me. He says, I always gravitate to lullaberry cream, and I'm introducing with lemon in the middle. It's white cake made from scratch with whipped cream, buttercream, just enough to hold the shape of the cake. Our cakes are made from scratch. No preservatives, just pure cane sugar and lemon juice from our own farm, and our lullaberry filling is also sold in jars at our stores in Cambria. There you go.
There you go. So you can get the cake in a jar?
No,
interesting. That's not it. Sorry about that. I misheard.
I don't know, Craig. Where did Craig go?
I don't know, but I want to comment on
that. He's eating.
Yeah. That lemon in the middle, that's a really great touch. You know, that, you know, combined with the lullaberry and the outside, I mean, needless to say, everything else is great too, but it's a nice little combo. I like the little mix in there. Very clever, very creative.
Nice little kick.
Yeah.
Definitely has a zest to it.
Yeah.
And I hesitate to say like lemon filling because lemon filling makes you think of that like lemon cake or lemon pie that people always have. This is not it. This is like a lemon curd.
Yep. There you go. I think that's a better way of putting it.
Yeah. It's a very rich lemon. It's not just citrus jelly, you know, like some of the cheap ones.
Yeah, it tastes very, very lemony. And believe me, folks, I've got a Myers lemon tree in my backyard that is prolific. So I have lemons galore, so I know exactly what a good lemon should taste like.
How many times you come to the station? Do you want to kill you to bring some lemons?
I know, that's what I was just thinking. I'm like,
you've had lemon trees all this year,
and all these years, folks. I've never brought home a bag of lemons from you. My wife loves making homemade lemonade.
Got it. All right, folks.
Stacy would bring us her lemons.
Next week, I will bring the lemons on a beak. Hey. Come on, folks. Call in and got to defend me on this one. Help me out. Help me.
Yeah. Wow.
All right.
Hiding lemons from us.
Hiding lemons. I know.
No more pie for you. You're going to leave at 3:30 from now on. Wow.
Oh no.
Craig, the point is we thoroughly enjoy the lullaberry cream cake.
I'm thoroughly enjoying it right now.
Yeah, I got to admit, I'm sorry, I didn't give Maya any cake. I just scarfed this thing down so fast.
I'm already done.
Everybody's done. It's terrific.
It's really, really good. It's nice and light. This is the perfect dessert for this time of year.
Yeah. Everything about it is perfect.
But here's the deal. You can go to your favorite local grocery store on the way home tonight. You can go to the frozen pie section and all the fruit pies, whether it's blueberry or Dutch apple or peach blueberry, will be there waiting for you. You get the large size or the small individual size. Take them home, pop them in the oven for about an hour. You'll be good to go. But if you want the cake, you're going to have to drive to Cambria. Craig has already been reminding us how perfect the weather is going to be this weekend. So why not use Lynn's as an excuse to get out, head up north, and enjoy yourself?
Yeah, and stop off at the animal services on the way up.
I believe this was the cake that inspired John Zwemer to go. I believe John heard us talking about this cake one time. And he was so excited about it, he got in his car the very next day and drove up to have the cake. And he said it was well worth the drive.
There you go.
It's always worth the drive to go to Lynn's because there's nothing bad there. In fact, this is a really terrific cake, but it is distinctively different from the standard. It's funny to say standard Olallieberry cream cake. Mm-hmm. You know, like there is a standard one. There's only one, but it's markedly different because of the lemon curd inside and the different icing. What kind of icing did they say this was? It was a
whipped cream and
on the top
buttercream.
Yeah, it's different because it is a lighter cream, so it does have a different feel to it, and the different flavors of the lemon with the Olallieberry, very unique. As you know, everyone knows Olallieberry is unique on its own, and this just kind of sets it off.
Let me reread this. This is a white cake made from scratch with whipped cream, buttercream to hold the shape of our cakes. No preservatives, just pure cane sugar and lemon juice. And you can get the Olallieberry filling. Well, it's also sold in jars at the store.
Another thing I really enjoy about this is you say that it's white cake. And a lot of places, they'll just make the white cake. It's no big deal. And then they just put a bunch of frosting on it.
Yeah.
This, the white cake stands out.
Yeah.
It is absolutely delicious. I would eat just the white cake without anything else on it. And then they top it.
Nice and light.
It is a delicious cake, and it's very unique.
Yeah, you got to give Lynn's a lot of credit. I mean, they have a standard, and they do not want to go anything below that standard, which is the highest that you can get. Virtually everything, if you like a particular type of pie, a type of cake, and you see it's available through Lynn's, I can guarantee you it is worth driving to get it or going to the local grocery store. There's no comparison.
Also, come back to our Facebook page at Newstalk 920 KVC. Craig's got some great photos that he's posted. He's got the aerial view of the cake. You've cut out a slice and taken us inside the cake.
Yeah, so you can see the that center lemon layer of the Olallieberry lemon cream cake. And it gives you a nice insight.
That piece is nice and big. That must be Craig's piece.
I don't know what you're talking about. It came that way.
Yeah, look at this. It's like the size of the Grand Canyon.
It's huge.
That's the piece he cut for himself.
It came that way. It's called a Pac-Man cake.
Yeah.
The Pac-Man cake, and that's how it came. I don't know what you're talking about.
See, we never know what goes on the other side there, Dave, you know? We have to go look through the window to get the truth out of.
It is the wonderful, wonderful Olallieberry cream cake from Lynn's, available at Lynn's. Be a good wedding cake. Thinking about getting married? Something to really kick your wedding reception up? You got Andy Morris doing the wedding, and you're serving Lynn's cake.
Yeah. I bet they make a big one for you, too. I mean, a really, really big one.
I bet they do that. Yeah,
they would do that.
Craig, anything else you want to say about the Olallieberry cream cake?
Well, if you go to our Facebook page, like you were saying, I took three shots. There's one here that reminds me of an Olallieberry ocean, where it has beautiful ocean look with
sure
the
does.
Depth of the Olallieberries. You can see inside of it. It's not Olallieberry flavoring. It's Olallieberry topping.
Yeah.
You can see them deep inside of this Olallieberry ocean on the top of this cake.
Okay, bring that to a party. Bring that to some people that you've had maybe a hard time getting along with. Everything will be happy.
Some of these to the Middle East, it'd be peace in Middle East.
You got that right.
Jew and Arab would come together over a Lynn's pie.
Over a Lynn's pie.
He's got a plane load of those. Let's get those going fast.
Get it going.
All right, Greer, let's remind folks about this clinic on Sunday.
Yes, the clinic. This is a very important event. If you want to save some money and get a lot of things taken care of at once, free microchip. You get vaccinations at a very low cost. I mean, $15 to $20 covering almost all your necessary dog vaccinations. And flea treatment at $15. Nail trimming for $30. A lot of people very hesitant on doing it. I understand. Like I said, the microchipping is free. Get your dog license upgraded at that point. You can do it by prior appointment. So you have to get in touch with care4paws.org/clinic services or call 805-968 Care, C-A-R-E, for spay and neuter surgeries. Do that. It is very, very going to be very cost effective to do. You can also get a general medical exam and treatment for wounds or infections, skin, eye, ear. I'm reading this all off the paperwork, by the way.
So what's the website for more information?
Okay, care4paws.org/
Just careforpaws.org.
Yeah.
Just go to careforpaws.org.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. 1 minute to remind us what a great dog we have in Maya.
Oh, man. I tell you, this is better than I even thought it would turn out to be, you know, with Maya. Number one, she jumped in the back of the car with no problem, laid down for the most part, and then eventually got up to look at the passing scenery of things and people and cars on the walks. When you stop walking, she sits. She's got very good manners. In the studio here, walked around just to kind of get a lay of the land, and now she's lying down just calmly waiting, you know, for her next treat, I guess. 3 years old, a beautiful brindle coloring. We think she's a boxer mix, but more than anything, it's her temperament is so calm.
Very sweet dog.
You can get a 30-pound dog that'll be way too much energy compared to this chill, chill, sweet dog who weighs 60 pounds.
Go get this cake.
Do it. Go do it, folks.
All right, Greer.
I'm telling you.
We will see you in a week.
Yes, you will. Later. Odelay, homies.
Odelay, Greer. You're listening to Hometown Radio for the Central Coast. It is the Dave Congleton Show. After news at the top of the hour, we will turn our attention to the upcoming County Board of Supervisors meeting, where they are expected to take up the Dana Reserve Housing Project. This is down in South County. And we will give you a chance to chime in as well. And then we'll have our open line at 5:05. And you can talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's fine. I want to acknowledge several of you have reached out or posted on Facebook a reminder that yesterday, today, this whole weekend is the 10-year anniversary of the movie that I wrote called Authors Anonymous. And I appreciate that kindness very much. 10 years ago last night was a very special evening. Going to the Fremont Theater. In fact, that's where we met for the first time.
In front of the Fremont Theater.
All right, Craig was there. That's where we met. So I've known Craig for 10 years. And I had talked to the film festival. Sky's going to be here on Monday. I was suggesting like a 10th anniversary screening. And I got cold feet and I called her back and I said, nah, let's not do that. I didn't want to rehash it. But I just want to take a minute here and just talk about it for a second, because some of you don't know the story. You're new to me. You're new to the show. But I wrote a movie script in 2005. And I spent the next 7 years trying to get this movie made. And it finally went into production in 2012. It starred Kaley Cuoco and Chris Klein and Dennis Farina and Jonathan Banks and Terry Polo and Dylan Walsh. And I was in L.A. for 3 weeks in August of 2012 shooting this movie from Pacific Palisades to Burbank to Sherman Oaks. It was an incredible experience. But that night at the Fremont, that was just kind of a climax. If you haven't seen the movie, it's available for free on YouTube. It's also available for rent at Amazon Prime. And if you give me a Lynn's cake, I'll come to your house and give you a private screening. Let me just play a 2-minute clip here from the movie. This is drawn from my experience. For 12 years, I ran the writers' conference at Cuesta. And I came across all sorts of people, people who were established writers, people who were wannabe writers. And so I came up with a story that I called Scribble. That was the name of my script, about a writers' group, people who are all unpublished. There were 6 of them, but they got together once a week and they read each other's stuff. And they kind of cheered each other on. But my question was, what happened if one of them, in this case, Kaley Cuoco, became successful and she got a agent and then she got a book deal and she got a movie deal? How would the other folks respond? So let me play this short clip that Craig has edited for language, and we'll talk about it for a second. Here is a brief clip of Authors Anonymous, written by David Congleton.
William, sweetheart, aren't these the same three pages that you read last time, honey?
Nope.
Right?
Yes. They're different.
Well, they look the same.
No, they're different. I changed a word.
One word?
Oh, that's it?
Writing is rewriting, Colette. Bukowski said it. You write five words, you rewrite seven.
No, Dorothy Parker said that.
Who gives a who said it? One word, Jesus H. Christ.
It's my creative vision, John. It's how it works.
Which we are here to support.
Absolutely.
This is William's decision?
Just read it. Just read it and tell me if you can figure out the word. And then tell me if you think it's better or worse.
One damn word.
Anyone?
Flawed.
Close.
Oh, I got it. It was this last week, and it's the.
Nope.
Is it a noun?
Yes.
No.
Oh,
it's a noun.
Drink?
No, that's the same.
If I had a bayonet, I'd stab myself. Right,
thank you.
Exciting stuff.
You guys, I wonder what happened to him.
Yeah.
It's not like her to miss.
Oh, guys, I'm so sorry. So sorry I missed the meeting.
Well, what happened, honey? Did your car break down?
Did you oversleep?
Maureen, is Maureen okay?
And I met a guy.
Look at her. Look at that glow.
Actually, I did meet a guy.
Yes.
Told ya.
His name is Brian. Mm-hmm. Get ready. He's my new agent.
So you know that writing class I was taking? Well, for the final project, I had to turn in the first chapter of Sleeping on the Moon, and I guess my teacher really liked it, so he gave it to his friend, Brian, who happened to be an agent. He called me. He wants to sign me.
I bet Brian wants more than that.
That is so fantastic.
Yes, wonderful.
Thank
you, lady.
You.
Absolutely. I salute you.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Where is he located? I mean, where is he?
Beverly Hills.
Is he gay?
No. Maybe.
Well, here's the thing. That we shot that in a little hamburger joint in right off the downtown Burbank. And we shot it in the afternoon, but they covered the windows with tarp to make it look for night. Dennis Farina. I'm sure most of you know that name. If you saw the face, you'd recognize him instantly. He comes in for the very first day. And pretty much every line that he says, he just improvised. When I write that William only changed one word, that whole segment where they are guessing the words, that's just all improvised. I didn't write any of that. And that's one of the takeaways for those of you who have written a screenplay or know somebody who's had that kind of experience, is that you write a script and you sell a script, but the script is not necessarily what is filmed. And you're standing there and like, hey, my movie's being made and there are all these wonderful actors here. And then they do the scene and all of a sudden each of the actors are just doing their own thing. And I get, in Dennis's case, I think that he made it better and he was consistent to his character. But sometimes you're watching them and they're improvising and you're thinking, you know, I've just spent 7 years writing and rewriting and rewriting and rewriting the script. Maybe we could just do the script. Anyway, Craig, you were there that night, magical night.
Yes, I loved the movie.
Thank you. I didn't know you.
I had never met you. I didn't meet you till after the movie. And I really, really, really enjoyed that movie.
That's very kind of you.
And I know one of your critiques is the abandonment of the kind of documentary style. It starts out that way, but through the movie, it kind of gives up on the premise. And I actually really like that because I'm not a fan of that documentary, The Office style of stuff.
Well, but you have to remember, when I wrote the first draft of the script, it was 2005. It was pre-Office.
Yeah.
It was pre-Parks and Recreation. And it seemed like a relatively new, somewhat fresh idea. But by the time we got to 2012, and then by the time we got to 2014, when the film was actually released, people are like, oh my God, not another mockumentary. And our director, who I defend, I think, just got a little bit of cold feet. And it's like, tried to do both. And it didn't work out. And that's why the critics came after us.
See, I liked it that way because it seemed to start like that, but then it faded out. Sometimes you'll see a movie where like actors are speaking a different language, but then they'll slowly start speaking English because it's this transition that you don't notice. And that's something that I really enjoyed about the movie.
Yeah. Well, the pleasure that I've had is that I've heard from writers all over the country, in fact, around the world, about what the movie has meant to them. And I do think, based on my experiences with the Writers' Conference, I think I nailed the different spectrums of writers, like William, the guy talking in that scene. You know, he was never really a writer. He was just calling himself a writer so he could hit on women. He didn't do the work. The only person in that whole group of six who were doing the work was the Kaley Cuoco character, and she was the one who was successful. And Chris Klein only became successful at the end when he was doing the work. So I'm very grateful to Sarah Lomas, a blogger out in Michigan, who called Dennis Farina's character in the movie her new favorite character in American fiction. Derek Ferguson, who was on this show several times before his untimely passing, film critic in New York, picked Authors Anonymous as one of his 25 favorite all-time movies. Claire Elizabeth Terry over in Spain saw the movie and invited me to come teach in Spain. And I have a standing invitation to go back anytime I want. So it was a wonderful experience, and we're trying to do it again. But Authors Anonymous, 10 years later, still going strong, still available on Amazon Prime. Check it out. Off we go. News, traffic, weather. Here comes the 4 o'clock hour. Get ready. I'm Dave Congleton. Happy Friday.
The 920 KBEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kbec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 0111911.